Brent, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, looking at this case we saw earlier this week, a world first effort by drone technology. In the case of these two teenagers we saw earlier this week, and in cases that we were likely to see in future, how does this drone technology actually work? How do these things go down?
This has been a three-year partnership between Surf Life Saving New South Wales and the Little Ripper Group, and we've been gradually developing this technology to come to fruition like it did yesterday. So the technology is utilising the UAVs or the drones, and with that we've been developing rescue pods that when they are dropped from the UAV, they automatically inflate on impact with the water. And as we saw yesterday, we saw a perfect deployment of that technology that's been happening since about early 2015.
Yeah, really no better example than, I guess, what we saw just yesterday.
No, and yeah, as you alluded to, the New South Wales government need to be sort of congratulated on their foresight as well to come on board with seeing the benefits of this technology, not only for sort of keeping surveillance over the beach for any marine life, but as we saw yesterday, for actually putting in place a rescue and saving two people's lives.
Yeah, it was intriguing to me because I know I've heard about this drone technology being in use for keeping track of sharks or keeping an eye out for sharks that might come and interfere with the swimmers. But as I mentioned before, this is a world first that we've actually seen them used in this kind of this rescue sense, dropping these flotation devices. Are there other uses we should be aware of?
Yeah, we've, once again, it's a culmination of many years sort of working together with the Ripper Group and also UTS University, where we're now working on a shark spotter program, which these drones will be fitted with or have been fitted with to keep an eye out for any movement in the water when they're in the air. And they're able to identify any shark or dolphin or any other marine life, and this is fed back to the UAV pilot, and it gives us real-time ability to alert swimmers in or surfers in the water. So that's just another sort of benefit of this technology that we're rolling out.
As you mentioned there, it's been a fairly significant investment by the state government. How much actual sort of coverage will we get, like so in terms of sort of beaches being covered and how long these drones can actually stay in the air for?
Yeah, so at the moment we've located nine locations from Port Macquarie up to Byron Bay that we're operating across, and they've been operating since the start of the Christmas school holiday period, and they'll continue to be operated as part of this first year trial on weekends and then again during the next school holiday. And at the moment, we're getting excellent footage, we're getting great surveillance, and yeah, as I said yesterday, the culmination of all that work being proven and the rescue of the two young men.
And also just somebody from your organisation as well, the project manager from Surf Life Saving New South Wales in regards to unmanned aerial vehicles, Kelvin Morden, he said that life-saving organisations around the world are stepping back and waiting to see how this goes. So is it fair to say a lot of people, a lot of eyes around the world are watching this trial to see exactly how these things can be best rolled out and best implemented, well, as I say, at places all around the globe?
Yeah, Kelvin is correct in saying that, where we have other states in Australia that are starting to look at it, but New South Wales has been working really closely with the Ripper Group the past 3 years, and these two organisations have been leading the way internationally, and we've seen that from just the last 24 hours with media interest from everywhere, from France to China to the States and everywhere else in between. So there is a lot of interest in this technology. And yeah, New South Wales, Surf Life Saving, the Ripper Group and New South Wales government are leading the world in this sort of development.
Brent, really appreciate you joining us on the program. They keep coming up with new ideas for these drones, and it's just absolutely fascinating. Obviously, this one already being seen in use and in a world-first sort of operation. Really do appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time.